I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hello, Deanna.
Emily, are you there?
I'm here. It's so crazy that technology can bring us together in this beautiful way.
Coast to coast, girl. This is wild.
Because you are in
New York.
New York, and I am in Los Angeles.
But that doesn't keep us apart in this special day and age.
Nothing can.
And nothing will.
Nothing will. So listeners, just let that be a lesson to you and your friends all over the world. Will never fail you.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, look, we have a very special New York guest on today, which is feeling really good, I have to say.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so let's just a little backstory.
Okay.
The three of us became friends when you, me, and Leah Palmieri did a Hello Giggles storytelling show in New York.
That's right. We stared at each other and friendship bloomed.
So Leah Palmieri and Deanna and I would then all hang out and have wine and gossip and talk boys.
Yeah, and then our friendship like became real love, and here we are.
And here we are.
She's accomplished. Here's the thing. Leah Palmieri is a senior producer at Decider.com. No big deal.
It's a pop culture website.
Yeah, just a little pop culture coming at you.
You may have previously seen her and read her on Internet Action Force, Hello Giggles, or OKMagazine.com and SiriusXM.
She's been in all those different places, putting out her funny and her humor and her wit. She also happens to be an old millennial.
She is a very old millennial. She's one of the first people, I feel like, who tried to keep us cool.
Right.
But we just didn't know anything that was coming out of her mouth.
Like, full disclosure, I judge her. And here's the
That's
thing.
Fair.
It's like
That's fair.
She comes to you and I with boy band knowledge that it's not right, you know, the amount she knows.
Yeah.
She's in that kind of interesting position where she's, is she young? Yeah, I guess. Is she old? Yeah, I guess. She's both
exactly.
things, you know? And we're having this, we're going to bring just like, I think it may be our first genuine old millennial and bring her in and see what she has to say to us.
I think it's great. I also have to admit that I'm jealous of her knowledge of pop culture.
Right.
Because I don't have the energy for it, nor do I have, you know, I mean, I guess we all have the time for it, but really, I think it's great that she has it. I wish if there was a way for her to just transfer it into my brain without me having to read an OK magazine, that'd be great.
Right.
But I'm a little jealous.
I remember her saying to me, Jash. She said, Jash. And I was like, what's Jash? And she was like, you don't know Jash? And I was like, no, I don't know Jash. Is it a condition? Is it a skin disease? Doesn't
like
sound
a jumping
comfortable.
Rash? No, it sounds wildly horrendous.
But she knows those things. It's some sort of comedy. Well, she'll tell us. Emily, I have a question for her and for you.
Great.
And I will like to dive into that. But I saw on the internet yesterday that you can see your face. Like if you type in the search bar of Facebook.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can see all the pictures that someone liked.
Right. Yeah, I could put, you know, photos liked by Emily Foster, and it's going to pull up all the shit you liked.
And you would have a joy of a time scrolling through that, let me just tell you.
But that's, like, dangerous. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, for people like you and I don't think it makes a big difference what we're liking and what we're not liking. But if I was in high school, I'd be terrified.
Totally. And by the way, like about 5 years ago, it would have made a difference for me because you would have seen like me creeping on dudes that I shouldn't have. Like, but I mean, whether I should have, I shouldn't have. It's like I wouldn't want somebody to see my creep, you know?
Right, right. Well, when you're being creepy, sometimes you should be held accountable for your creepiness.
Okay.
All I'm saying.
A little TLC.
Got right.
That creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's bring her in. O-M-F-G. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
So, Leah is also in New York City, which is a bummer for me in LA, but for those gals there, they're having a hoot of a time.
Like I said, you're in our ears and you're in our souls. So,
take me with you everywhere you go, in your heart and in your butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
thank
right.
You.
Right where she should be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have her, and
she's here.
I mean, is it fair to say, Leah, that you're an old millennial?
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair. I don't like it, but it's fair.
So it rubs you a little bit.
I mean, I chronologically or whatever the word is, yeah, I was born in the time where you're a millennial. You're considered a millennial. So, like, I have
but
to
you're, like, right
that.
At the edge, right?
I don't choose it.
It chose you.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be a millennial?
It means that we're, like, very confused little bunnies because we're sort of in this time of, I think that the generation before us can sort of, like, look at millennials and be like, ugh. And the generation that's coming up after us, I think they're called, like, the founders or something
what?
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's really ridiculous. And okay. They probably look up at us and they're just like, ugh. And then as millennials, we're just like, yeah, so? And it's a weird thing. It's a very weird space to be in because I think, you know, we sort of were growing up with the internet and no other generation has done that yet. And so we're like these weird, like, test tube situations,
right.
You know, because we're an experiment, really.
Oh, my God,
I don't know
right.
if we're failing or not.
And what's some characteristics of a millennial?
Well, yeah. It depends because right. The thing is, it depends who you ask. See, I'm an old millennial, so I'm going to give you, like, the grumpy answers.
Yeah.
But the thing about millennials is that we are self-absorbed. We take a lot of selfies to prove that. We only care about ourselves. We're considered lazy. We don't want to work for anyone else. We want to just, like, be our own thing.
Right.
Hence YouTube.
Okay.
and I think we're all just – we live on the internet. Our lives are on the internet.
Oh, God. I'm scared for you.
Me too.
You're doing well. You look healthy with all of those things. You look fresh and healthy and lovely.
Thanks.
Even though you're living there on the internet.
Yeah, but as an old millennial, I think I have a little bit of perspective on it where I try to keep some things off the internet.
For instance.
But I drop a selfie like anyone else.
Right, right.
You know.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
right.
You do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, what are you keeping off? What doesn't go on there?
Ooh. You know what? I honestly keep off anything that, like, really matters to me. I keep off.
Oh.
I don't really put a lot of, like, family
right.
on the internet. Like, I've taken pictures with celebrities that I really care about, and those aren't on the internet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's real restraint.
Yeah.
That makes you an old millennial. A young millennial would never have that kind of
because
restraint.
My thing is, like,
that was almost like
want,
a humble brag.
I have that memory and that photo of, like, me and whoever, and it's like that means so much to me. And the second you put it on the internet, like, I don't want anyone putting the poop emoji underneath it because to me, like, don't try to come at and, like, taint this.
Who is this? Can you tell us?
Yeah.
There is a Justin Timberlake one that exists. Yeah. There's
Emily,
that.
Have you seen that?
Never. Never have I ever.
Me neither.
It's okay. In my apartment. There's, like, even people like Martin Freeman who is an actor I care about. I don't think that one's on the internet.
Wait, when you say it's in your apartment, do you mean, like, it's framed over the bed?
Not over the bed. It's framed.
It's a hard copy.
There's a hard copy. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'd have to think about any other ones. I know there's more, though.
Do you have one of
you can just
Bede?
Stop bragging.
Yeah, that's on the internet, though.
Oh, okay. You have one with him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's on my Facebook. Yeah.
Oh.
It's there.
I feel I don't know you that
See,
well.
Obviously,
it was pre-you, to be fair.
Okay,
pre
great.
Our friendship.
He obviously doesn't mean that much to her. We've just learned because he's on the internet.
You know, the thing is, at the time, he didn't mean that much to me. he's but my feelings for him have changed since the photo was taken in 2010.
Okay, so, where are you at with him right now?
Oh, it's complicated now. But I mean, I'm always a believer. It's hard for me not to be. There's just a little place in my heart for that kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believer that.
Yeah.
All right, so Leah, we have a little quiz for you.
Ooh.
About being an old millennial.
Okay.
We just want to, you know, we found this on a little unknown website called BuzzFeed, and we just want to know which of these apply to you. So you can just say yes or no after each one.
I can handle that.
I watched TRL after school.
It's like only my church, so that's a big yes.
Okay.
That was a big yes.
That was a big check mark.
Yeah.
I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer / Dawson's Creek block on the WB.
Yeah.
That's a check?
That's a check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember when Britney Spears was new and cool.
Oh, completely. 1998 was a fun time.
I downloaded music from Napster.
True. Check.
Check. Oh, my God.
I posted to an online message board.
Ooh. I didn't do a lot of posting, but there was one I would frequently check.
What was that?
What was it?
It was about NSYNC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll get there.
This one I don't understand. My first cell phone was analog. What does that mean exactly?
I mean, I had a Nokia.
And so that... Yeah,
I think
it was,
that's what that means.
I guess analog is just like not a smartphone, right? It's like a punch...
I mean, it was like, it took me a full year with the phone before someone was even like, send me a text. And I was like, what is that?
Right. Okay. So we all had that.
Yeah.
How about when I was in college, students who brought a laptop to class were weird.
Ooh.
Is that a thing? I don't
remember. I don't
that
remember
one.
A lot of laptops in class.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was on Facebook when it required a college email address.
Yes.
Word?
Big word. It was only college people when I was on it. You couldn't be on it unless you were at college.
I learned that from the movie, but I hopped on in Facebook after, I guess, well, I wasn't in college, but I guess that's why I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
I remember that day when somebody like came around the dorm and they were like, you guys, join this thing called Facebook. And I was like, why would I do that? And then like a day later I was on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I watched Boy Meets World and Family Matters on TGIF.
Yes, love TGIF. Yes.
I don't care about either of those on any level.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Dinosaurs, those are a lot of good jams on TGIF.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still find this exotic, so I don't know how you gals feel, but I remember when three-way calling on a landline seemed exotic.
Ooh, yeah, that is exotic.
Exotic is a weird word, but sure. Yes, sure.
Like, when I merge a call to date, I'm still like, look at that.
Oh, I don't even really do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's old even to do it. You're like, get your life.
Do you?
Okay. How about, I remember when Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, and Doug came out as the first original cartoons on Nickelodeon.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love those.
You're such a millennial.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I mean, you have not said
no
yet.
But this is old millennial. Let's not.
Yeah, she's an old ass millennial.
Because there are a lot of millennials.
Checking off every goddamn box.
There are a lot of millennials who would not know some of these.
Oh, yeah, you're right. True. It's specifically an old millennial. Yeah,
exactly.
She's old. I remember pre-Zoolander when orange mocha frappuccinos were something you could really order at Starbucks.
Oh, I wasn't going to Starbucks at that point.
Okay. Well, we have one on the box here.
All right. Maybe this will be the last one.
Great.
I was allowed to eat peanut butter at school.
Oh, yeah. I used to have PB&Js all the time.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? Well, let's add it up. I mean, I think the answer is
she's
are an old-ass millennial.
Thank you.
That's so sad that you couldn't have PB&Js anymore. Like, they just don't exist?
That's sad.
That's the man trying to keep us down.
Yeah.
You know, kids with allergies... just buck up.
Yeah, just eat enough so then it doesn't give you allergies anymore.
Yeah. Have that EpiPen on the ready.
Yeah.
These millennials are such wussies.
maybe we should take a little break. Just a quick one. And then dive deep into Leah's boy band knowledge and just sort of what was, what is, what could be from the boy bands.
I think it's great.
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 We'll be right back.
O-M-F-G!
So yes. We're back. Here we go. New York to LA, no big deal. We're using technology. We are not millennials, but we're with an old one. Hi, Leah. Hi.
Damn, she old.
This is our favorite thing to do, by the way, is to bring people in and just scream that they're old, you know, because it's the only place you can do it.
Sure. I get it. Yeah, it's real fun. Yeah.
Leah, do you feel old?
Yeah, real old. Yeah, I got real bad knees. It's the whole thing. Yeah, I feel old.
Leah, we're going to get into your boy band knowledge, but I have a quick question.
Sure.
Something I think people might connect to. You were, as an old millennial, as you know, millennials old and young are using dating apps and the internet to find love. And you were fighting the power on this. You did not want to use the internet. Can you speak on that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. I really, I don't like it. It's just not my favorite thing. I had a brief time a few months ago where I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to really try to get myself into this. And I'm back at a place where, like, I'm not fighting it as hard, but I just haven't been bored enough to do it again.
Okay.
So, to me, like, I'm very much a vibe person. I know when I enter a room if I even ever want to look in your direction again.
Right.
So, the internet thing is just, like, it's just so easy to swipe and then forget about it and not care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I recall her saying to us, that she only wants to date people she knows or she knows or someone she knows.
Yeah.
Right.
Because who are these strangers? Like, you grow up and your parents tell you don't talk to strangers, and yet now the internet's like, talk to all the strangers. So it's a very weird thing of, like, I'm not really interested in people that I'm not somehow connected to, because the people I am connected to, I really love and think are amazing and fantastic friends. And so I'm like, well, they must have some other fantastic friends out there in the world.
Which is often true. And I think that's a good way to approach dating. However, you know, if I was scrolling on an app and I came across a Leah Palmieri, I would be stoked. So I think, you know, there are also people out there who are good eggs on these apps and sites.
Yes. There are good eggs out there, yes, 100%. But they are buried underneath a pile of really creepy eggs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those good ones. You have to shift through that.
You do.
Like it's a garage sale. Yeah. It's Marshall's on a Sunday. Yes. It's not easy. It's not pleasant.
It sounds like my uterus.
No. Yeah. I would much rather swipe through your uterus than Tinder. I'll tell you that much.
So. In your month or two a few months ago, did anything pop?
No. I went on a date that was just fine. Fine. It didn't do anything to me either way.
Don't you love her?
Just fine.
She's so grumpy about it.
I am grumpy about it.
You just went on one date?
Yeah.
Because that was it?
Because then, yes, because I've had a lot of stuff.
Not good. Just one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a real fair shot. Uh-oh, she's mad at me.
I know. Well, she gets mad at me, too, because I often tell her the story of Addy, my husband, who, when I first met him, I had no vibe. I was not into him. I didn't find him, you know, I just wasn't on the prowl. I wasn't looking, and I was not into him. And so she's heard that story many a time, because when she says things like, I know with one glance whether I want to talk to you again, I take issue.
Not one glance. Not one glance. I'm saying that as far as, like, if I walk into a bar, then I'm like, ooh, I might go stand by that corner because, like, he looks cute. But this date that I went on, it was a very mutual, like, we're all set.
We're all set.
I was certainly all set.
Thanks so much. We're all set.
Do you know how, I mean, look, I went on a tear. You mean, we've discussed, you know, where it was like probably a 4 to 5 month span of online dating. And I went, there were so many all sets in there. Like, there were so many, like, most of them are, I'm all set.
Yeah.
You know, from my, at least from my end.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game.
The thing is that's hard is, first of all, I've had a lot of life changes in the past couple months. So that is why I really have, that's the main reason why I really haven't even thought about it. Once the summer gets here, I might be open to, like, somebody who wants to take me out for a glass of wine at, like, a nice outside bar situation. Sure. Maybe. Fine.
I mean, I'd like to take you out for a glass of wine.
I also...
Yeah, me too.
I would love to take you out. The thing about it, too, is that, like, I do have some very rich, not money, but, like, you know, rich groups of friends that I love hanging out with. And I'd rather hang out with them because I know them and I can be me and I don't have to talk about, like, somebody's dumb siblings or where they went to college. I can just be myself around these people. There's a shorthand. I know it's going to be a fun time versus, like, oh, I got to bring my makeup bag to work and then, like, do my makeup and then, like, go be on with somebody that, like, it may or may not be fun.
I mean, I can't argue with you because you're making, like, yeah, it's not fun.
People like dating, though. I don't like
dating.
Do they? Yes.
Do they?
Or they like it more than I do.
Okay. That I will agree with.
Yeah, I don't like dating. I don't really believe in dating. I believe it's a concept because I see it happen, but, like, I don't really believe in it.
Hmm. That's probably a problem. I would mark that as a problem.
I mean, yeah, it's clearly a problem, but, you know.
There are definitely things that stand in our way, you know, and in our path to finding love, and I would say not believing in dating is your block.
Preach, LA.
Yeah, that's a problem. Well, we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah, she doesn't believe in dating, but she does believe in boy bands.
Oh, I believe in that,
like,
very much.
Big time.
Might you like to walk us through some of the boy bands from yesteryear and today, what you love, who you love, what's different from before and now, and you know, if there's anyone you'd like to shout out, please let us know.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, great.
So it all started in middle school, which for me was 97, 98. Prime boy band time. This is right before boy band time. Because there was a girl that I went to school with who was obsessed with Hanson. And I just felt like, ugh, like, poor thing. Like, real judgment zone on this one. Because I just was like,
poor thing.
You look really weird and lame. Getting
Mopping
all excited
around, yeah,
about these, like, three long-haired boys. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And, of course,
I felt that scorn.
Of course, the, like, boy band fairy godmother came and, like, shot me in the butt because just months later, a song called Tearing Up My Heart was released by NSYNC. And it was, I want you back him out first. And I was like, I like it, but whatever. It was Tearing Up My Heart that really, like, sealed the deal for me. And so I've been, like, NSYNC ride or die since 98. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What is one of, like, the, what is it about these, the NSYNC and what they do that speaks to you?
Well, sadly, we have to refer to it as what they did, as they are no longer really a thing.
Okay.
They're bye-bye-bye.
Because
bye.
We had Lance Bass on, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No big deal. That was...
NBD, yeah.
NBD. Did you listen to the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, he is... And Lance is a wonderful human.
Okay, but... It feels like a butt's coming.
The butt is that, like, they don't exist anymore, which is fine because, like, we all have to grow up and, like, do life. But, you know, it's a void
in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Like, what is their song where they do, like, the dancing?
Well, yeah, sure. There's several, but Bye 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 is their, like, number one biggest hit, I would say, of all time. So. Okay.
And that's what they said to you. One fine day when they broke up.
Bye-bye-bye. I wouldn't call it a fine day, but sure.
Let's take a little listen to that fine tune. She's getting excited, folks. She's literally giddy. Look at her. Oh my gosh. It's too cute. Emily, she's blushing.
Aww. Is it because of Lance Bass's eyes?
Is this the one where their shirts were flowing in the back?
No.
Okay. This is just them dancing puppets?
Yeah, puppets.
Puppets.
Yeah.
Was that
Who's your favorite?
It was... I mean, it's not like my first choice, but I understood the theme. There was a big theme, so...
What's the theme?
Well, they were being, like, controlled, and they didn't like them, so this was them, like, breaking free. There was a lawsuit. It was a whole thing. That guy's in jail now. It's okay.
That's what this
Leah,
is about?
Who was your... Leah, who was your favorite?
Justin.
Justin
is...
Duh.
Justin is my... number one, and I've continued to support, love, and include in my life for all of this time.
Let's just take the journey.
Sure,
NSYNC. We love them. Mm-hmm. We felt passion. Yeah. We felt our vaginas come alive.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't put it in those How terms, would you? But I wouldn't disagree with that.
Did the vagina wake up?
It wasn't so much a vagina, but like my heart.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Oh,
started.
Not
wow.
that there wasn't, yeah, not that it was like focused solely in the heart, but like that was where like most of the action was happening.
So you don't believe in dating, but you let a boy band wake up your heart.
Oh,
just 100%. Putting it out there.
Yes, and you know what? The worst part about that is that I see nothing wrong with that.
Perfect.
So perfect. Just so we're all clear.
Okay.
So yeah, NSYNC was like the main thing throughout like my entire high school career.
Sweet.
Not that they ever really left my heart, but they just left as a band. And so, you know, then I was 100%. I supported pretty much all of them on any endeavor. a friend of mine, Emily, shout out to Emily, not this Emily, a different one, but she makes fun of me because I tell a story about when I went to a J.C.'s Chazé concert and she couldn't believe that that was a thing I would do. And it's like...
He had his
I
own
went to
one?
Multiple, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
He had his own album.
I don't know
which
who
I believe
he is,
was actually very underrated for the time and probably I like to say inspired the likes of Lady Gaga and such. It was a little weird and kind of out there, but I appreciated it.
Bold statements being made this fine day.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you always sort of lean team NSYNC. Like, you never really could 100% go Backstreet Boys, but you get to a time where, like, NSYNC's not here anymore, so you have to get your boy band fixed from, like, somewhere.
Somewhere.
So, like, I would go to Backstreet Boys shows, and, you know, you just have to get what you can get. And then 2008 came, and my life changed, because a friend of mine and I went to go see New Kids on the Block, and we went as more of, like, a... like to pay homage to New Kids on the Block because like they sort of paved the way for the boy bands of our time.
They
were before NSYNC.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
are you feeling something?
So
oh my God.
Yeah.
Emily, I wish we were in the same studio. You don't understand the... She's giggling. Her hands are in her face. She's lighting up right now.
That's so
this
weird because that's exactly the same thing that Sam is doing.
This is a song called Click, Click, Click by New Kids on the Block that came out in 2008. Now, when they were first out, it was late 80s. I was a toddler. It was just before my time. But when they came back
Deanna,
in 2008...
Deanna, were you a fan of New Kids on the Block in the 80s?
That was my time, but...
Yes?
No, I was, like, not really, no.
Okay, I was definitely a fan, and I went to the concert with my dad and had a blast.
Melvin.
But Click, Click, Click is not a song I've ever heard of.
I've never heard of Click, Click, Click.
Majority of the population has no familiarity with this song.
Can we hear a little bit of it just to really, like, get into it for a second? Let's get into Click, Click, Click for a second. Nah, nothing. Click, click, oh! Click, click, click. All right.
Now, Leah, who's your favorite new kid?
Jordan.
He wasn't the lead?
No, Joey is more of the lead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jordan was definitely cuter than Joey. I know for sure.
Joey was the, like, young, adorable one, but Jordan was, like, cute.
Sexier.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Leah, if I told you that I had a full New Kids on the Block trading card set from the 80s, would that make you happy or sad?
I find it an interesting fact. It wouldn't make me sad in any way. I mean, sad only in that, like, can I have it?
Would that go on the internet or on the wall of your home? Where does that land?
That might go both.
Okay.
That might go both.
Not so precious.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
So we went, and that song, Click, 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 was like a song that was the first song that they recorded when they regrouped. I love that song, and they performed it live, and I just was like, this is amazing. The second they rose up from the stage, it was like, oh, this is happening. And so I've been like full New Kids on the Block. Not full, because they have a cruise. I will not go on their cruise. I will not do that.
I'm happy you have standards.
Yeah, I will not do that. To me, going on a boat with 2,500 other women is not a vacation, and that does not sound fun to me. So, fair. Like, nah. More power to anyone else that goes on that boat. I get it, but, yeah. Like, I just can't.
Cool. Where did we go from NSYNC to New Kids on... NSYNC, we hit Backstreet Boys quick to get a fix. We rounded back over to New Kids on the Block.
Sure.
Click, click, click.
I guess I skipped past, you know, in the NSYNC days, I also very much appreciated O-Town and 98 Degrees. They were going on at the same time. It was sort of okay to like them as well. It just sort of was really traitory to like NSYNC and Backstreet.
Okay, but you did.
I was curious about Backstreet. You couldn't help but... you know, acknowledge that they had some catchy songs. They were working with the same people as NSYNC. But my loyalty was always with NSYNC.
O-Town, I don't think I know anything about O-Town.
Okay, so O-Town was the very first Making the Band that was on ABC at the time, and it was a reality show, and they made a boy band. And so that was how
a lot of these boy bands get made, huh?
Well, there wasn't cameras on most of them. This one, there was like, we chronicled the steps of like who made the cut and who didn't.
What you know about O-Town, Emily?
Zero. Zero town.
Should we listen to a little O-Town to get a vibe?
You might know this song.
I don't know this song.
I'm feeling this one, though. I mean, yeah, I'm getting into it.
Okay.
I don't know it, but I feel my vagina waking up.
Okay.
I do.
How's your heart, Deanna?
This is
empty.
This one is sexy. This one would leave more vagina than heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is called We Fit Together.
Who's like the hot one?
Is that about
town?
A penis
Ashley
and
Parker
a vagina?
Ashley Parker Angel?
Yeah.
Never heard that name.
He had a reality show on MTV. The thing is, O-Town has regrouped. They took a little time away.
2014. Okay.
They came back together. In 2016, they are currently touring. You can catch them. I believe they're on the West Coast at some point soon. So, you know. We didn't even talk about this. There is a tour happening this summer called like My 2K, I believe, which is 98 Degrees, O-Town. Like, it's like boy bands are coming back together to be on this tour.
And you will be going?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Hells yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, don't even have to hesitate.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where did we go after these two idiots?
Yeah, take us to 2016.
98 Degrees.
That's technically 9 idiots total. Well, today it's 8 because Ashley Parker Angel did not come back to the regrouping. Only the other 4 did. He's sitting it out. But if you look him up on Instagram, he posts a lot of like, you could see like butt and abs and stuff from him. He posts some pics.
Good to know. Yeah, hot tip, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did we head after that?
Well, I mean, so, you know, New Kids on the Block tour about every year, every other year or so. And so I go to that multiple times, usually a tour. And then, you know, I catch Justin Timberlake when he is out.
Sure. That feels respectable.
Sure. I mean, people have issues. Like, I go, like, usually 2 to 3 times on a tour because I live in the tri-state area. So I'm going to hit that, like, Madison Square Garden show. And I'm going to hit that, like, Hartford, Connecticut show. And, you know, who cares? I'm having a good time.
She won't go out on a second goddamn date.
Nope. She draws the line.
I won't. Currently, we are in sort of like a different boy band landscape.
Okay.
You know, One Direction is a thing. Here's what I will say. I appreciate them. They certainly never woke up my vagina. I will say that.
Okay.
I never really...
They're children.
I never, They are. To me, they're like a little. And look, I'm not mad. Like
Harry Styles.
Well, you know, there is a singer that I really enjoy. His name's Connor Maynard. He's sort of like the British Bieber, essentially. So he's not boy band, but he's rather young, and I'm not mad at that. But
how young?
I think maybe like 22 or 23 at
would
this
you?
Point.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, you would sure. hit it.
How old are you?
Oh, see, I could 30. Never.
Okay. Go on.
It's fine.
No problem.
So One Direction was just, they're just not really my, I totally get it, but it just never hooked me. But I will say I very much enjoy their music, and I don't know, we don't know what's really happening with them right now. I don't know if they're going to, like, continue to be a thing or just, like, break apart forever. But I appreciate their music, and I do feel like it's a little bit underrated.
So we have a song here called What a Feeling. Is this a popular?
No, this is a deep cut.
These seem deep, all
this
these
is
cuts.
Not all of them.
Not Bye Bye Bye.
And We Fit Together was a popular O-Town song as well. But this song is a deep cut that I like. It, to me, sounds very adult and very like you would hear it on like adult contemporary radio.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
That's a no for me, Emily.
Puff, puff, pass. Not into it at all.
Oh, we're not giving this enough of a chance by
any means. This is a big no. Oh my god, her face is so horrified.
It's sweet. And
it feels like smooth jazz.
I need a nap. No.
This would be playing in the dentist's office. I don't like it.
Yeah, we don't like it.
To me, the thing is, okay, granted, I brought you a deep cut. I specifically didn't bring you the radio poppy hit because I felt like this was more of a, you could like be in a stadium and sing to this. You could be in your car and sing to this. To me, I felt like this is a, my dad might accidentally like this song. It sounds like something that came out of the 70s.
It does.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like what they play at the dentist's office. I'm not into
it. Yeah, but it's nice and relaxing and sweet. And I just don't, I think they're written off as like, oh, it's just like silly pop music. But it's like they have the potential to create nice songs.
A nice song.
Yeah.
They made a very nice song for everybody to listen to. Lovely. Thank you, One Direction. Thank you. Thank you, Harry.
Leah, so, do you tell guys when you go on dates that you have this obsession with boy bands?
Well, I don't know that I use the word obsession.
we would.
But yeah, I don't hide this. It's not a thing that like I have no shame about this. I know people would say, oh, my guilty pleasure is boy bands. I don't feel guilty about this whatsoever. It's a thing that I like, and it's a thing that a lot of people like, whether they want to admit it or not, because guess what? These men, however grown they may be, are selling out shows left and right.
Right.
So why would you feel guilty about wanting to go sing and dance?
Yeah, well,
I mean...
Maybe you can just leave us with who is the boy band? So that One Direction is a to date boy band that's happening right now.
Well, technically, it might not be happening anymore, but yes.
Okay. I think just a couple quickies to wrap it up. I want to know what the deal with Zayn is.
Sure.
Is there another boy band out right now? Do you care about them? And that's it.
Well, 5 Seconds of Summer are like a thing I don't care about. Okay. They have also not hooked me, but millions and millions of people do care about them. So they're a thing. You should know that 5 Seconds of Summer means this is a boy band.
Okay, I didn't
know that.
Somebody
says that. There you go. Zayn, I thought Brendan gave a very accurate explanation of him when he was on this podcast.
Oh, I don't even. I'm like, who's Brendan and what happened? Okay, yeah.
Sure. He gave a different perspective. Zayn, I really want to root for. I think he, there's a very important album that you make when you leave a boy band, which is like, hey, look, I'm proving that like I could do this on my own and like I'm a man and I have sex. And it's like, all right, we get it. I don't think his album is strong enough for me right now, but I'm not giving up on him immediately.
Okay.
And I think he'll continue to try.
Great. anyone else we need to be aware of? Any other feelings we should have right now?
Whoa. I feel like you shouldn't judge me.
too late.
Here's the thing. The way that I look at this, too, is that, like, some people come to New York City and they say, like, ugh, I could never live here. And it's like, good. Get off the sidewalks because we don't want you clogging them up. And that's the way I feel about boy bands. If it's not for you, that's fine. But, like, don't. I hate when girls bring their boyfriends to boy band shows. He is not needed here. Like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, this is ladies'
get
night.
Get out.
You're supposed to come. You're supposed to come with your friends and, like, have a good time. It's not supposed to be, like, a romantic sitch. Get out of here.
Get out.
So funny.
What was the other question? I got carried away.
I feel like
you
told us what we need to know to go forward. You took us back. You took us forward.
Have an open mind is what I say.
Leah,
don't be mad at people that like them.
I have a couple people that I feel like should have had boy bands. Can I just run this list by you really quick, and you can tell me if you agree or not?
That they should have had a boy band?
Yeah, they seem like they should have. Like, they exist in the world, and they just seem like they probably came from a boy band, but they didn't.
Sure.
Okay, so Robin Thicke?
Yeah, didn't come from a boy band, but I get it, yeah.
Right. Okay, how about, like, a Michael Bublé?
Oh wow, big pause.
He wouldn't have been in a boy band. He would have been in like a classy act. But
like an a cappella situation something. Okay.
Yeah.
How about a John Stamos?
Well, John Stamos plays with the Beach Boys sometimes. And so I don't think they're really considered boy band, but like, you know, he sort of borders on that.
He has the hair.
He also has more. He leans much more rock, so he would have been in like Bon Jovi, not a boy band.
Okay.
Yeah.
She knew. She had an answer to that. Emily had a friggin' answer.
We didn't stump her.
I mean, how about Ryan Seacrest?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Shut her down.
She was like, no,
right,
good night.
Leah, I know. Leah, tell people where they can find you in this world.
Oh, well, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Little Leap. Little Leap.
Aww. L-E-A-P.
Yep. And my website is leahpalmieri.com. And you can also go to decider.com. I write about things like the OC there a lot. So,
what is decider.com exactly?
Sure. Decider.com is a pop culture website that sort of breaks down every TV show and movie that are available to you to stream online and
such.
So yeah,
this was so much fun.
Love
this
it.
Was great.
Thank you, Leah,
you,
so
Emily.
Much for coming and joining us.
Thank you, gal, so much for having me.
Bye. OMFG. Well, that was great.
I really feel like I came away with more knowledge about what's keeping Leah from finding her true love.
Slam. Look. She needs to split the diff somewhere. I don't know where the diff is, but we got to split it somewhere.
She's giving too much of her love to boy bands and not enough to real people.
I know. Maybe her and Zane can get together and we could just call it a day.
I mean, that exhausts me. Who wants to date Zane?
His
name is
nobody.
Zane. Exactly.
Also, I wish we had asked her about hair, because it seems like the most important factor in a boy band, but I guess that's for next time.
Thanks, guys. And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. We will see you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.